May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be holy and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Just south of the Old City, in modern-day Jerusalem, stand a few old steps. These steps lead to nowhere, or rather, they lead to a gate that was once there. Travelers once used these steps to venture into the Holy City, and these steps, these simple, unremarkable stones in the middle of nowhere and leading to no place, were once a pilgrim's road, a passageway for those visiting the Holy City during the great high feasts. These stones are the temple steps, or what remains of them, at least. They mark one of the few places where we can, with some degree of confidence, name as a place where Jesus walked. They were once the grand entryway into one of Jerusalem's old wonders, the temple, the center of Israel's religious life, the crowning achievement of its glory. The temple steps have endured the test of time, and yet the temple that once stood there, once stood behind them, has not. Our Old Testament lesson today takes us back to the beginning, to the king who would build that first temple in Jerusalem, wise King Solomon. He, much like all of Israel's kings, was not a perfect character. And yet what we learn today, what we remember him by, is as a leader who was wise enough to ask for wisdom when he needed it. The temples have come and gone, and all that remains are the steps. And yet Solomon's wisdom, enshrined in our holy text, has also endured the test of time. It is a hard thing to seek wisdom. We often confuse wisdom with intelligence, and so it's worth our time to distinguish the two. To be intelligent is to have the ability to learn and apply new skills. Intelligence will help you get ahead in life. Intelligence will help you acquire the wealth and status that people crave. It will open doors and opportunities that others might miss. To be wise, however, is to have sound moral judgment when applying those skills. Wisdom may not always chart the easiest path in life. It may not lead to wealth, status, or fame. It may not give you everything that you crave, but it will lead you to where you need to go. Wisdom may not lead you to an easy life, but it will sure show you how to live a good one. Intelligent people often get what they want. Wise people know what they need. Intelligent people can often overcome what stands in their way. Wise people know when to fight for what's right. And they also know when to compromise, precisely because they know what their priorities are. Solomon asked for wisdom, and the very act of asking for wisdom was a sign of the thing itself, a manifestation of that ability and desire to do the right thing, a propensity to seek after the well-being not just of himself, but also of those to whom he was responsible, an ability to see beyond the momentary pleasure and work for that which will last. We could use more wisdom these days. More wisdom exercised by those who hold public trust, whether in the government or in corporations or in the church itself. More wisdom in our own lives, in a culture that values appearances over substance, material riches over meaning, the opinion of the masses over the inherent dignity of every single human being. We could use more wisdom these days. Friends, are we willing to risk asking for such wisdom? Are we willing to risk praying for it? Are we willing to count the cost foregoing the easy answers, walking down the complicated, risky road less traveled? I sure hope so. We'll need a good helping of God's help in order to do it. You know, Israel has a patchy, uncomplicated relationship to its kings in the Old Testament. When we drop into the middle of these stories, as we have in the last few weeks, sometimes we get a gloss of who they were, the valiant King David, the wise King Solomon. We can sometimes get an image of the Old Testament as a simple story of the rise and fall of these valiant figures. The truth is that even the biblical accounts of these heroes are ambivalent toward their kingship. They know just how human the office of the king is. At the beginning of the book of Samuel, the prophet who anoints the first kings over Israel, this prophet Samuel, says as much. Samuel warns the people about the power that kings have, warns them about the ways that such power can be abused. The truth is that each of the kings of Israel is just as complicated as the next. They are good and they are bad. They are stubborn and patient, self-interested and mindful of the well-being of their people, at times deeply pious and at other times selfish, abusive, vengeful. The point I'm trying to make here is not just about our leaders or would-be kings. It's about us. We are complicated people, and each and every day we are given choices. We require wisdom to do not just that which is convenient, but that which is right. Will we seek after God's wisdom, my friends? Will we pray for God's wisdom? I sure hope so. This year marks St. Paul's 60th anniversary, and we have a celebration coming up in just less than a month, a celebration of the wisdom of faithful people right in our backyard, building a community that welcomes all people as those made in the image of God. I wonder what the next 60 years hold for us. I am looking forward to them. This year, we will celebrate not just our past, but a vision of what we could yet be. We will celebrate not just what we've done, but what we have yet to do, what we are being called to do. I hope you'll join us in celebrating that. And I hope you'll join us, too, in praying for God's wisdom as we undertake the next stage in our life together, to lay the foundation not just of new buildings, but of relationships that will last, not just of improvement projects, but of a vision of what this space could be for the people who have yet to walk through our doors. It is an exciting time to be here, friends. So pray for God's wisdom, because there are great things in store for us yet if we seek after that which will last. Amen.